Final Twin Peaks appearance of 2018 is today at 2 p.m. with the Triple Threat. So join them, I-10 and Kirkwood, with Sean, Rich, Clint Sterner. McLean is by as well. By the way, they have RG3 on the show today at 4:30 or 4:20. I'll double check that for
Actually,
you guys.
Actually, he's just Robert now.
Robert Griffin III?
He's just Robert.
Is that true?
They don't say his last name anymore. There was some story that got embellished a little bit.
Did he have a t-shirt made December 13th for today's appearance?
Yes,
he's like, he was committed, it was 12/13/18, the day he comes on Sports Radio 610.
4:35 today for RG3. Robert Griffin III. Oh, we got a new bid on Star of Hope.
Yes. Woo-hoo!
Star of Hope mission.
So we are at $600.
$600 for tickets to the Texans-Jags game at midfield, plus you get a Whitney Merciless signed full-size Texans helmet.
Yep.
And you're helping us raise money for Star of Hope mission. We're trying to raise $40,000. And you, my good friend, are going to that game, except that I'm guessing somebody's about to bid $650. Call up 713-572-4610. 713-572-4610. You guys are doing awesome. You're making Jones' life a miserable hell this morning because so many people are bidding on
which
these tickets.
Which makes us laugh.
Yes. He's flying
Sorry,
around
Chris,
in there.
We enjoy seeing you stressed.
He's got 4,000 steps on his Fitbit at 6:21 in the morning. Yeah. From this.
So it's good from a weight standpoint.
Yeah.
Not that you don't need to lose weight. You're fine, Chris. All right. So to bid, 713-572-4610. I'm the one who needs to lose weight. And what else I want to add? Oh. So if you win these tickets plus the helmet, you can also hang out with us in the pregame show as well. Meet whoever the ambassador is that day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you can do
that.
So
like this last week, it was Alex Bregman.
Exactly.
We can't guarantee who it'll be for Jags-Texans, but
it's somebody good.
Sometimes it's Dwight Howard, you know, which at the time you would have been excited about meeting. Now you'd be like, all right, get the kids over. So it's usually a big name. It's pretty cool.
I mean, Andre Johnson just randomly showed up yesterday, or on Sunday, and he wasn't supposed to, right? I think you guys went into it not knowing Andre Johnson was just going to come out and
That's correct.
So if you want to meet the likes of Andre Johnson, Alex Bregman, Dwight Howard previously.
Little add-on for this.
Who else have we had? The weirdest one we had was Mario Lopez for like 45 seconds.
We had Mario, we had Dallas Keuchel, we had Bill Bev DeVoe.
Bell Biv DeVoe. Bill Bev DeVoe is a knockoff.
You can get Bill Bev DeVoe
for like $500.
Bill Bo Mackens.
We had Vanilla Ice, right?
Oh, that's right.
He was awesome.
It was an inspirational interview.
Yeah, those have been some of my favorite spots because it's in person. You got a crowd. It's good stuff. So again, we can add that to the package as well. Again, to bid, we'll close the bidding at 7 a.m., 713-572-4610.
Current bid is 650 or 600?
It's 600.
It's at 600. So call in, bid 650, and you'll be going to the Jags-Texans, get an autographed Whitney Merciless helmet, and you'll be helping out a Star of Hope mission.
Carson Wentz not going to play Sunday, seems like.
Wow.
For the Eagles against the Rams, which might basically kill the Eagles' chances. Might. Depends on what happens with Minnesota, who plays Miami. And by the way, I want to squeeze this in real quick. The Texans have chances to clinch a playoff spot on Sunday that's not just with a win in the AFC South. They can also clinch, the Texans can, if they win against the Jets on Saturday, Miami loses to the Vikings, and the Steelers either lose to New England or Baltimore loses to Tampa. So with a win against the Jets, it's actually pretty realistic to have a playoff spot clinched, if not necessarily a division title clinched this weekend. Because for that, you would need this weekend both Tennessee and Indianapolis to lose. Also both possible, maybe not as realistic in combination. We'll see.
So what are the chances now? What's your percentage chance that the Texans get a bye in week they end up with a 2 seed?
10%
chance?
I think it's 20%.
You think it's 20%?
I mean, I think they're winning out. It really is a matter of who wins on Sunday between the Patriots and the Steelers. And honestly, you take a look, you compare the rosters, the Steelers should win.
I can't figure out what the
hell's going on. But they won't, because they're the Steelers.
The Steelers, like, all you can say is that they just have continually screwed themselves for 3 straight weeks. They're a scary as hell team. Like, you could just as easily... You would not be more surprised if the Steelers lose to the Browns or, well, no, they played the Bengals last. I would be equally nonplussed if they lost to the Browns or they beat the Patriots by 21. I don't have a clue on any given Sunday what they're going to do, especially in the fourth quarter. They're still, they scare the crap out of me because of all the weaponry they have. As long as James Conner comes back healthy, then I, like, they're as good as the best team in the AFC or the eighth best team in the AFC.
I mean, there's no other way to put it. I mean, you could argue that if they were to come to NRG in a 6-3 matchup, they might actually be favored in the game. Yeah. I don't know if that's actually that would actually be true in Vegas, but I mean, when you watch them play and they play well, when they're clicking on all cylinders, especially offensively, you feel like they should score with the Rams, the Saints. That's how talented they are. Offensive line, quarterback, the receivers, you know, mixing the tight end, all that.
One of our listeners pointed out that the Eagles. Go ahead, Paul.
They're at home, and the Patriots are 3-4 on the road this season.
Yes.
Too. So there's that too. This is like a notably soft Patriots team compared to years past. You can go back to 2009. This is the last time they've been that bad on the road.
So there's that, and then there's also the question of, okay, can the Texans win out? The Eagles. I get the sense that people are still doing this thing where they're looking at last year's Eagles team and acting like it has anything to do with this year's Eagles team. Somebody on one of our listeners points out that Nick Foles did take the Eagles to the Super Bowl. Right, yes, but then Nick Foles played this year as well. It did not go the same way. The Philadelphia Eagles secondary is an extreme mess. Their linebackers, you're lucky if their defensive backs are as fast as like the Dallas Cowboys linebackers. It's a bad situation, and don't expect Nick Foles to look like he did last year with this team. The offensive line is all banged up. The receivers are different. Like, it's not the same football team.
I would be confident in that game if that game is being played here. But the fact that it's in Philadelphia, they still have a lot of talent in some other spots, especially up front. I mean, listen, one of the reasons I'm confident in the Texans this weekend against the Jets, even though, you know, some people seem to be concerned, is the Jets really do not rush the passer well. Like, they don't have guys who are good at rushing the quarterback, whereas the Eagles still have Michael Bennett. They still have Fletcher Cox. They-